Mexican president calls U.S. government immoral after media reports point to cartel funding his campaign. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on February 1, 2024. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador lashed out at the U.S. government, calling its agencies immoral for allowing three news outlets to publish a series of exposés detailing how the Sinaloa cartel funneled millions into his 2006 failed presidential campaign. In separate but connected news articles, ProPublica, Inside Crime, and the German news outlet GW.com published separate stories by Tim Golden and Anabel Hernandez, where each reported on a DEA investigation into how the Sinaloa cartel had funneled millions into López Obrador's failed presidential bid. The criminal organization funneled cash to all of the candidates to hedge their bets and have friends in power regardless of the outcome. Como si fuera campaña de la DEA versus el presidente López Obrador. Tres medios, DEUY Alemania. Publican la misma información de la agencia de EU para señalar que gente de la campaña de AMLO en 2006 habría recibido dinero del narco. No hay pruebas que incriminan al presidente. pic.twitter.com/OE7N0AA. Jesús Ramírez Cuevas, at Jesus R. Cuevas. January 31, 2024. In their report, both Golden and Hernandez explain in detail how, through their top lieutenants with the Beltrán Leyva organization, including Edgar La Barbie Villarreal, the Sinaloa cartel sent between $2 to $5 million in cash to López Obrador's campaign. The information in the publication matches witness testimony from the 2019 trial of Sinaloa cartel boss Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, where top witnesses stated that money had been funded into presidential campaigns, including AMLO's, Breitbart Texas reported. In the story by Hernandez, she claimed that López Obrador spoke on the phone directly with La Barbie to thank him for a donation and ask for his help in reducing violence once elected. López Obrador ran for president a total of three times, failing in the first two bids until he was successful in 2018 for a six-year term. This summer, Mexico will hold its 2024 presidential elections, where the Morena party founded by López Obrador is one of the favorites. On Tuesday, a furious López Obrador used his morning news conference to respond to the claims, calling the stories slanderous. 2/. Here is AMLO today demanding an explanation from the Department of State for allowing U.S. agencies to orchestrate the publication of immoral allegations. Three sites reported on a DEA investigation around drug money in AMLO's first presidential campaign. pic.twitter.com/mkioirit. Jose Diaz Briseño, at Diaz Briseño, January 31, 2024. I don't denounce the journalists, I don't denounce the outlets, López Obrador said. I denounce the United States government for allowing these immoral practices. In dismissing the stories, López Obrador said they were timed and coordinated as attacks on himself by those opposed to his government at a time when political campaigns are in full swing in Mexico. López Obrador's press secretary, Jesus Ramírez Cuevas, pointed to the coordination of the stories and the timing, adding that there was no proof that implicated the president. Andy Las Calumnias reproduced as por algunos medios a partir de informe de la DEA, elpt. At López Obrador underscore questionó al gobierno de EU por permitir prácticas contrarias a la ética política que debe prevalecer en todos los gobiernos del mundo. ¿Dónde están las pruebas? Questionó. pic.twitter.com/ibgmictfmer. Jesús Ramírez Cuevas, at Jesus R. Cuevas, January 31, 2024. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.